Random House Audio presents The Heist by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. Kate O'Hare's favorite outfit was her blue windbreaker with the letters FBI written in yellow on the back, worn over a basic black t-shirt and matching black Kevlar vest. The ensemble went well with everything, particularly when paired with jeans and accessorized with a Glock. 33-year-old Special Agent O'Hare didn't like feeling exposed and unarmed, especially on the job. That all but ruled her out for undercover work. Fine by her. She preferred a hard-charging style of law enforcement, which was exactly what she was practicing on that 96-degree winter afternoon in Las Vegas when she marched into the St. Cosmas Medical Center in her favorite outfit, with a dozen similarly dressed agents behind her. While the other agents fanned out to seal every exit in the building, Kate pushed past the security guards in the lobby and made her way like a guided missile to the first-floor office of Rufus Stott, the chief administrator of the hospital. She blew past Stott's stunned assistant without even acknowledging her existence and burst into Stott's office. The startled Stott yelped and nearly toppled out of his chrome and mesh ergonomic chair. He was a chubby, bottom-heavy little guy who looked like a turnip that some bored wizard had tapped with a magic wand and turned into a 55-year-old bureaucrat. He had a spray tan, tortoise-shell glasses, and crotch wrinkles in his tan slacks. His hand was over his heart, and he was gasping for air. "Don't shoot," he finally managed. "I'm not going to shoot," Kate said. "I don't even have my gun drawn. Do you need water or something? Are you okay?"
"No,